Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. I've had a pretty great day, so count my blessings, and hopefully you do too. Let's go ahead and give you a call number to the program. It is 516-418-5997. So let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll start with 480. You're on air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
How can I help you?
All right. I had a dream about this lady named Barbara, and I was wondering how is she doing? Or how is she doing concerning me?
I'm not really picking up too much on that. I think that, you know, she likes you and stuff like that, but I'm not really picking up much on that.
Oh, really?
I wonder why she came through.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what she was saying. She did. It wasn't like it was a bad dream, but I was kind of wondering what the message is around the dream itself.
I keep picking up. You guys are having lots of distance between each other. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
It just feels like when you guys are together, it just turns out to be very stressful. But, you know, I feel like this is going to end. The relationship is going to end or is going to change majorly right away. So.
Yeah, because, like, she was going this way and I was going that way. And so,
yeah,
that's what I was kind of feeling. Oh,
yeah, because you're sort of walking away from her. That's a good thing. She just needs to work out some personal stuff. So, all right.
Oh, that's great. All right, beautiful. Well, I love her and wish her well on her trip, on her journey. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day, sir. Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and take 510. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. And I want to see what you get with the Phil, my friend, Shondell. I want to know, why did he even ask me if I will ever marry again?
That's interesting. It just seems like too quick. I mean, but, I feel like he's interested in you. I think he was just testing the water to see how you want to go forward on this relationship. But he really cares about you in a romantic sense. But it's down the line a little bit. Yeah.
Would he ever tell me? Would it be this year?
Yeah. No, I think that he'll tell you what it looks like. About the end of the year. It looks like about November.
Oh, okay. All right.
You do need to let him make the moves because you don't want to push him away. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm just because today is his birthday, so I should tell him happy birthday. And then he's still like calling this marriage of his.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he knows what he wants at this point.
Okay.
It makes it a little hard to pick up. So, but hopefully that works out. I would wait on this relationship because I really feel he's the right guy for you. So I wouldn't just jump the gun and leave, you know, stuff like that. But because I really do feel like he has like strong feelings for you.
Oh, okay. Do you know when I will see him again?
A couple of months, so we're in about June.
Oh, so on my birthday month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You have a good day. All right. Let's give you the call-in number to the program. The call-in number is what I'm doing on. Had my website getting ready to say that. 516-418-5997. Let me give you the website address. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. Let's go ahead and take 510. You're on air with me. Hello?
Oh, you're pick me.
All right, talk to you? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You can listen. All right. Thanks. All right. Let's go with 347. Whoop. Let's try. There we go. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Tanika.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm okay. I was wondering if you could tap into Frank's energy and see how he feels about me. I was trying to talk to him yesterday about us because, you know, we work not far from each other. And he just was just saying, you know, he's done. So I'm just wondering if you see that it's true, like if he has no more feelings for me, if he's truly done with us, or if you see something different, like it's hard for me to tell how he truly feels when we're around each other, but that's what he told me yesterday, that I feel different. So I'm wondering what you see about him, like what's going on, the truth.
Okay. I will tell you what I'm picking up, and I don't know, I don't think you're going to like it, but I'm picking on the, picking it up that you guys are going to just go your own ways. I don't see this being a long-term relationship, and I'm really sorry about that. But, you know, I'd rather, you know, tell you the truth than to lie to you. But, so, but, you know, I see you guys, you know, just going your own ways. So.
Okay.
But somebody else is coming into your life about December, so. All right?
Okay.
So I had to tell you that. You have a good evening. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and take 312. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. My question is, my project ended suddenly, just ended. And my question is, do you see my old agency calling me? I'm looking for work, and I'm wondering, I'm going to go tomorrow and apply for some new agencies and some new headhunters. Do you see someone new calling me or someone old calling me? I do have a project in two weeks, but it's a trade show.
Yeah. I feel like that you're going to start a new project. Not going backwards, just going forward. And I feel like it's going to really work out for you. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and give you the website address again. While my switchboard is acting strange again. www.insightswithmichael.net. Let's take next caller would be 111. You're on air with me. Hello. Well, hold on. I can't get to you. So, okay, hold on.
Michael, hello?
Okay, there you are. Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi, thank you for taking my call. You seem to have fun. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm not going to take my call. I have a question for you. So, yesterday I got some, Friday got some papers, right, because I'm going through this legal process, and I want to know if this man, is he going to clear it on Monday or he's going to give me more trouble?
I think this is done with on Monday.
Does he clear it?
Yes.
So I don't have to go to court?
No, there's no court.
And now the other thing, do you still see him getting rid of the other people? Does he really mean it, or he's playing around? Because I.
No, I think he means it when he's saying it. So.
You're gonna do it?
You know, just trust spirit to lead you in this. But, you know, I feel like things are getting ready to be resolved here. So, all right.
So it's coming, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient. All right.
Be patient. I'm going to read about it. Be patient. Thank you.
All right. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Take care of yourself. All right. No problem.
Yes,
bye-bye.
I will be patient right now.
All right, hold on. The switchboard has decided to act up, which means I have a hard time. There we go. 805, sorry. Twist the phone.
Oh, thanks, Michael. It's Donna. How are you? Hi.
I'm good, Donna. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to know about my love life. You know, I've been praying a lot, and I did get a message that said it's coming soon, but I don't know if it's the love life or the money that I've been asking for, and just wanted to know what you were picking up.
Maybe it's both.
Hope so. You know, it could be both. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's both.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of swimming. Boy, swimming is really good. You know, it gives you stamina, yeah. And I've just been feeling so different from swimming an hour every day in the pool at my gym. So that's good.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'll just go forward and just wait. Wait for it to come in.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Right,
thank you, hon.
No
Have
problem.
A nice evening.
I appreciate you calling. Okay, you too.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you. I like your show. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for liking the show. So let's go ahead and talk about the show. Let's give you the caller number. It is 516-418-5997. So let's go ahead and take the last call with phones right now. It is 203. You are on air with me.
Hello. Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I have an injury already this year, so that's going to derail me a bit. But do you see me falling in love at all this year? I kind of need somebody new.
Yeah, I really do feel like somebody coming in. It looks like about July. It looks like summertime.
Can you tell me anything about him? How I might be meeting him?
Yeah, I don't know how you're gonna meet him, but I will tell you that once you guys hook up conversational wise, things are really gonna start moving really quick. So he's coming in, it looks like to me about like May, the end of May.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Okay.
I look forward to that. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, appreciate your answers. Thanks.
All right. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. That's all the calls. So we will just move forward with me just talking for a little bit. You guys might pray for the show. Right now we've been having a lot of technical issues. I want to be on air and I can't get logged in, all the kind of stuff. So I've been praying that, we'll have easier shows than what we've had in the past. But you might just pray for the show and, pray that, Spirit will open the doors for us as we go forward. So talking about going forward, it does cost me to be on air. So, and right now that is very hard to come by the fee. So if you would like to help out, we don't have a donation button up tonight, but I'm going to do that probably tomorrow. No pressure for me, you just give what you want to give. And so we'll just leave it at that. So I'm going to go ahead and go off air. I do appreciate you guys so much. Without you, I don't know what I'd be doing, watching TV or something like that, I guess. But I do appreciate you guys so much, and hopefully you know that. So just hang in there. Things will get better. So, all right. I will talk to you, tomorrow or Sunday. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. See you then. All right. Bye-bye, guys.